This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
You know how they say every vote counts? Funny story about Iowa. It was 8 votes in the end that gave the win to Mitt Romney. And it's Wednesday, January 4th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Celeste.
We've got the results from yesterday's Iowa caucus, where counting went into the early morning hours of today and then produced no decisive winner. We're also going to talk about Iran saber-rattling and oil exports in the Strait of Hormuz, and we'll talk to Salman Hamdani's mother about why her son was honored as a hero after 9/11, but left off the list at the memorial. The Iowa caucus, though, has a lot of you talking. Ian from Queens writes, I can see why there's a virtual three-way split between Romney, Paul, and Santorum. Romney might be practical, but his campaign makes him appear inconsistent on substance and like he has about as much personality as John Kerry's presidential campaign. Maybe Democrats will have a shot at 2012 after all. Give us your thoughts. 877-8-MY-TAKE or log on to thetakeaway.org. But now let's check in on our headlines.
Call it the squeaker in the Corn Belt, one of the closest finishes in history. Mitt Romney edges out Rick Santorum by just 8 votes out of more than 120,000 cast. The two traded the leadership position virtually all night. Iowa's Republican Party chairman announced the final tally just after 2:30 Eastern time. 30,015 votes for Romney and 30,007 votes for Santorum. Speaking to supporters before the final results, Romney made little mention of his Republican rivals and instead focused on a broader message.
This is a campaign night where America wins. We're going to change the White House and get America back on track.
The only person not surprised by Rick Santorum's strong finish was Rick Santorum. He said he always expected to come from the bottom to win it all. He thanked Iowans for voting their conscience.
By standing up and being bold and leading with that burden and responsibility you have to be first, you have taken the first step of taking back this country.
So Romney was first, Rick Santorum second, Texas Congressman Ron Paul was third, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was fourth.
Other candidates are waking up this morning trying to figure out where it all went wrong. Texas Governor Rick Perry finished fifth in the caucuses with a little more than 10% of the vote. He told supporters he'll be praying and reflecting to choose the best path forward.
With the voters' decision tonight in Iowa, I've decided to return to Texas, assess the results of tonight's caucus, determine whether there is a path forward for myself in this race.
Meanwhile, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann finished last among the competing candidates. She got about 1,200 more votes than she received to win the Ames straw poll last summer. But the congresswoman insists she is not quitting, but heading off to South Carolina. We're going to talk more about this later this hour.
In other news, President Obama travels to Ohio today to tout his economic policy. He'll be speaking at a suburban Cleveland high school and renewing his push for boosting the economy. The president also addressed Iowa Democrats via live web chat last night. Democrats caucused, too, in Iowa while they were attending those caucuses. And that morning cup of Joe from Starbucks, little economic indicator here, is going to cost you a little bit more. The company says its prices on brewed coffee in some parts of the country are needed to offset higher costs. Prices for a tall coffee will go up about 10 cents in the Northeast and Sunbelt regions, but customers in Florida and California will not see an increase.
Let's check in on our markets now. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down right now. The Dow will start at 12,397, the S&P at 1,277, and the NASDAQ will begin at 2,321. We're going to talk about the results of the Iowa caucuses all morning long, and we're going to have analysis also as we head into New Hampshire, because remember, the results in New Hampshire are expected to be largely different from Iowa, except people are also expecting Mitt Romney to win New Hampshire.
Bigger turnout in New Hampshire.
As well. Well, it's a bigger state.
But traditionally, it has much bigger turnout than Iowa.
Right, is a ratio of the people, the population, the registered Republican voters. Remember, we're talking about Republican voters here, but since this is a race for the nomination. We're going to be talking about this all hour long, but we still want to get your responses. Yesterday, we asked you, which GOP candidate would you like to win, and who would you like to see exit the race? You can give us your responses, 8778-MY-TAKE, or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.